Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Scott Diedrich, date of birth 7/13/1974, date of procedures December 21st, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Leandro Bosquez. Indication is screening for colon cancer, comma, change in bowel habits of diarrhea, comma, dysphagia. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy. Next line, colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, and hot snare polypectomy. Next line, description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as emergency, well explained to the patient, period. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated by anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care, period. Well lubricated, lymphous video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period. Retroflex was obtained at the cardio, period. Aerosuction from the stomach, forward gastroscope, period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Digital rectal exam is run, period, a well lubricated lymphous video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal, and confluence of the folds, period. The TI was also examined approximately 5 centimeters, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum, period. Retroflex was obtained in the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was fair, period. The patient's colon was very spastic on the left, and there was a poor to suboptimal prep on the right, period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Please note that the Boston Bowel Prep score was approximately 6-7, comma, in parentheses, 1-2, comma, 3, comma, 2, close parentheses, period. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was subtle furrowing of the proximal and metasophagus. Noted biopsies were obtained in the proximal and metasophagus separately to rule out EOE. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. The longest extent was approximately 1 centimeter of one tongue, period. Biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's. Sorry, please note that the tongue was greater than 1 centimeter. Next line, there was a sliding hiatal hernia, approximately 1-2 centimeters in size. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema noted. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately for esophageal and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there was a significant amount of gastric polyps noted. There was a significant amount of gastric polyps noted, comma. They appeared to be fundic gland. Looking, comma, several were biopsied and 3 of the larger ones were removed with cold snare polypectomy, period. All the polyps appeared very similar in appearance. There were none that were more erythematous or abnormal looking than the other, period. Next line, there were 2 sub-centimeter ulcerations with hematin spots noted on the lesser curvature of the body. Period. Biopsies were obtained of these areas for histology. Next line. The duodenum was unremarkable to D2 comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease, period. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sessile cecal polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was 2 hepatic flexure polyps that were both sessile, removed with cold snare polypectomy. One is approximately 6 millimeters in size and the other approximately 8 millimeters in size. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was another approximately 1.2 centimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp at 30 centimeters from the anal verge removed with hot snare polypectomy in total. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right transverse and left colon, and biopsies were also obtained in the TI for evaluation period. Next line, it is important to note that the colon was spastic on the left side, and there was a poor to suboptimal prep on the right. And despite aggressive lavage suctioning, it was difficult to see some of the underlying mucosa as there was green sticky stool noted. Comma, it is possible that smaller or flat lesions could be missed in this kind of prep. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI, BID, comma, omeprazole, 40 milligrams before breakfast and before dinner. 30 minutes were prescribed to the patient. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of ulcer sites. Next line, given the prep and the spasticity of the colon, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year for reevaluation. Next line, follow up in office as previously scheduled. Please go back to the findings at colonoscopy and state. Grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding were noted. Thank you.